Republicans say Governor Ralph Northam's priorities for the General Assembly session don't align with concerns they're hearing from their constituents. The governor outlined things like legalizing marijuana and passing a constitutional amendment to restore voting rights to people convicted of felonies. But Republican delegate Amanda Batten says she has not heard about those issues in her district.
I'm in the historic triangle area, so we've lost a lot of revenue in our area due to Busch Gardens being closed. And as a result, our small businesses are really suffering. So when folks are struggling to get by on a day-to-day basis because they're out of work or their kids aren't in school, then you know they're not. That's not their priority.
Northam spent a considerable amount of time in his speech dedicated to making the case that Virginia should end the death penalty. Republican Senator Ryan McDougall of Hanover County says that would be a mistake.
I remember when I was prosecuting, there was an individual who went into an office to commit a robbery, ended up killing a cleaning lady with a hammer. It was a crime so heinous, so vile, that that person deserved the death penalty, and it should be an option.
One suggestion from the governor some Republicans say they can get behind, removing the statue of former Senator Harry Byrd from Capitol Square. Republicans are quick to point out that the man who led massive resistance was a Democrat, so they say they won't stand in the way of any effort to remove that statue. I'm Michael Pope.